Hi, I'm Arthur Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU Health. Vincent Thomas was a 58-year-old man. He was suffering from a terrible cancer, multiple myeloma, something that ultimately is fatal, although we do have a few treatments now emerging that might help, but it destroys bones, causes all kinds of quality of life impairments, leaves people frequently in a lot of pain. He had struggled with this disease for many years. When he was admitted in Detroit to a hospital there, he had also developed cataracts, and he could not see very well. So his request was, before I die, could I get the cataracts removed so I could see my family? Some people raised the question, look, how long is it going to help him? Because he was definitely in the final stages of his multiple myeloma. Is it worth it? Is this precisely the kind of procedure where we might say, that's not really how we should spend our money on people at the end of life doing surgical interventions? Well, look, I'm in favor of perhaps being conservative when it comes to some forms of surgical intervention on dying or terminally ill persons, trying to do things to extend life when there really isn't any hope of that. That's the kind of thing that might be viewed as futile. But eyesight, or for that matter, hearing, being able to sense things, these are crucial to quality of life. And I would argue that Vincent Thomas should have had his cataracts removed. It would be important to him not only to see his family one last time, but to watch television as he died, or to read a book as he died, or to be able to see his menu and make choices about his meals. It's pretty crucial to one's quality of life to be able to see, if it's possible. We do many, many things for the dying that cost far more and deliver far less. I think we sometimes undervalue quality of life. Families get guilty about should they try to give Pop one more month or two more months of life. Doctors think, is it right for me not to offer life extension when it's a matter of days or weeks? But what we don't argue about, and we should argue about more, is what about the quality of one's life? What about pain control? What about finding emotional support for people, psychological counseling, religious counseling? And what about trying to let them see better, or for that matter, hear better, if it's hearing aids that they might need? I think this society doesn't do the right thing when it comes to quality of life. Spend too much time arguing about adding days or weeks of life to the terminally ill, but not enough, as Vincent Thomas reminds us, about what we can do to restore quality of life. And that's worth quite a bit, both to the patient and their families and friends. I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU Health. Thanks for watching.